Hey moms, I have a great 12 minutes for you today on really being content. I really feel that this episode will really bless you and meet you right where you are right now. Tune in to episode 16 now. Hello moms, welcome to the Front Parking Spot Podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock, and be encouraged to know that God has his front parking spot set aside for you. Hey moms, welcome to episode 16 of the Front Parking Spot Podcast. Have you ever been just kind of thinking like of your phase of life right now and kind of having the thoughts pop in your mind, oh, well, when I get a bigger house, we're going to have so much room, we'll be so much more comfortable, and all this stuff will fit. Or when we make more money, then we can do XYZ and our life will be so much easier. Or what about when your kids go to a different school? What if your kids are in a school right now that you're not really a fan of? Friends are difficult. Teachers aren't great. You're not really seeing eye to eye with administration. And you're thinking, when they go to a different school, things will be different or better. Or what about if you have a newborn baby and you are struggling with the sleepless nights and you're thinking, oh, if I can only get to the stage when they sleep through the nights. Yes, we all remember having newborn babies and being sleep deprived. And moms, just so you know, it will get better. But enjoy those nights when you're holding your little child at 3 a.m. and knowing they're safe in your arms. You will treasure that when you're older, actually. But moms, if you're like me, we all go through parts in our life that we're thinking about, well, when I get to the next stage, or when I get to this, or when summer comes, or when I take that vacation, it's always kind of a fleeting moment of when I get to this part of my life, I will be so much happier, or my life will be so much easier, and everything will be in sync. I see this all the time with when I talk with women. They're always looking for the next best thing. Well, what happens is the next best thing will come. Maybe they'll take that trip. Maybe they'll get that job. Maybe they will change schools. Maybe they'll get a little bump and raise with increase or merit increase or a cost of living increase. Or maybe you'll get a new car. Maybe you'll even move. Go to a new state. Go somewhere different. But then you find yourself back in that place of thinking, well, when I get this, when I get that, when I get this. Well, moms, I'm here to tell you that is all about being content. And contentment, emotions, they are fleeting. One day you'll have a great day, you'll wake up, have some good news, be in just kind of like, sometimes I like to say a God mode. I love it when I have God mornings and I don't know, the Spirit just comes in and fills me. And I mean, those are treasures. But sometimes you'll have great days and great emotions, and other days, you know, you may be a little bit more negative. So I was thinking on this, and I thought the best way to help moms in your stage is, number one, being content where you are. Sleepless nights, I know, are tough. But just think about the silver linings of that sleepless night when you're holding that baby. Being in a small house with stuff just, you know, just creeping out of closets and drawers. I know that can be tough as well. But think about how you can maximize your time in that house right now by A, you're saving a lot of money because your house is probably a lot cheaper than it would be if you had to upgrade. And your little family is small and things are tight. But think about ways you could get creative or clean out something or purge some things or donate, you know, but be happy in that little house because you will never be in that stage again. Or what about that job? Why does God have you in that job? What is his purpose for having you in there? Maybe you don't know your purpose, but just wherever you're at right now, be content with that. God will open a door for your next job. So what I was thinking of to really help you see this, because we are always, always, I don't care how old you are. You know, I am older. I'm in my 50s and I'm looking into the next stages of my life as well. And even my mom is 90 and she's looking into the next stages of our life. You never stop looking into the next stages of your life. But where you got to catch yourself is being content where you are right now. The only way you can truly be content is with Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, if you don't know Jesus, please message me. Go to jenniferbosma.com. There's a contact part on my page. Reach out to me. I would love to lead you in Bible studies or lead you in places where you can grow in your spiritual relationship with the Lord. Not religion, relationship. But beside that, I wanted you to do a little activity, and then you can really see what God has done for you and how He is moving and shaking in your life in a way that when you draw this out, you can really see it. Okay, now, I am not an artist. I like to laugh. When I was teaching, I would draw things on the board, and my students would just laugh. But you know, the goofier they were, they would just laugh even harder. So just take a piece of copy paper, and I would keep it, you know, do it whatever way you want. I have mine vertical. Draw yourself on the bottom. Now, we're just talking about you, Mom. Not really talking about anybody else but you. Draw yourself on the bottom. Stick figure's fine. And then what you want to do is draw going up, like do a me map God's way. And I have it on my website at jenniferbosma.com in my blog section on 1 Minute Mamas. But I drew a picture of when I got to know Jesus. And I got to actually know Jesus when I was 14 years old at a Billy Graham crusade in Boca Raton, Florida. I was raised Catholic, and my dad did a lot of music ministry, and Billy Graham was coming to a place called Bible Town in Boca Raton. I don't even know if Bible Town is still there, but he was coming, and my brother and I went to a Billy Graham crusade, and we kind of sat near the front, and he had an altar call asking if people wanted Jesus in their life. And I was raised Catholic, and I never really did that before, but my brother and I walked forward, and we received a prayer from Billy Graham. You know, at the time, I look back at it, and I'm like, whoa, that was a pretty big deal in my life. And that is when the seed of relationship with Jesus first came onto me. And I was always going to church, but I had religion and I didn't have a relationship. And that's a different topic for a different day. But on my me map, I have myself. I'm little Jenny. I was always called Jenny as a little kid. And then I have my cross when I accepted and learned about Jesus through the Billy Graham crusade. And then I had different kind of branches. I have my college and my school. Then I had when I met my husband and my family line, and then I had my career. So I kind of did mine like schooling, relationships, husband, kids, and then to the right I have what I'm doing now, my when I was teaching, my ministry and my books. And then I just kind of drew these things out. And just nothing fancy, and you can keep it in the privacy of your own home. And then above, after each section, I have a big question mark. And I don't know what is above all the things like in my three different branches. And that's okay. And so when I stop and I look back at the picture I drew, I really see God's hand in all three of my areas. And, you know, I wrote down there, I'm a child. I'm a sibling of four. I have four siblings. And we're all super close and we really all love each other very much and my in-laws. But I just really focused on me. And then I could truly stop and look at be content where I am right now. And moms, I am talking to you right now. Be content where you are. When I was a young mom, I had my good friend Lisa, and she's still my friend. And this was over probably 23 years ago. We were walking on a sidewalk, and I was in the middle of, oh, well, my husband makes more money. And, you know, we had the one car, the small house, you know, all the things are when my kids are in school and I have more time, all the things like win, 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 and if. And she told me once, and this has never left me. And she said, God can't bless you with more until you're content with what you have. There's not many things I remember in my life from a quote from a friend, but I remember where I was standing on the sidewalk when she told me that. Let me repeat it. God can't bless you with more until you're content with what you have. And that has pretty much ruled, been my mantra, however you say it, been kind of like a really strong foundation in my life that I need to be content with where I'm at now. So moms, wherever you are, Be content with where you are, because this stage of life is fleeting. When your babies are infants, it's fleeting. When your children are in elementary school, it's fleeting. When your children are in high school, college, it's fleeting. Work on your relationships right now. Be content. Don't worry about changing other people in your path. Change yourself. Don't worry about changing your husband. Don't worry about changing your kids. When you change yourself, I've heard it once called lifestyle evangelism. When you change yourself, people see Jesus in you and you react different. You're more calm. You're not quick with your words or your comments that just fly off your tongue. Just fix yourself, be content, and the way you are kind of just will radiate in your home. When a mama's happy, your whole house is happy. It is amazing how that will catch on with your family. So moms, today, while you're driving, while you're doing anything you're doing, I want you to stop and I want you to be content. Go back and listen to previous podcasts. Don't let those negative thoughts come in your mind. Just go and just be content. Be happy with where you are. Every season of life changes. Don't be rushing for the next season of life. Enjoy where you're at, because that season of life will come. And then you'll look back and you'll miss this time that you're in right now. So I just want you to be encouraged and know the Ephesians 3:20, that God has exceedingly abundantly more than you can desire or imagine. And today, in when I wrote this blog and this podcast, what scripture came up for me was Proverbs 16, verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. So mamas, let Him establish your steps today. Be content, be happy, be right where you are right now. Be where you are and know that next steps will come, and have contentment through the Lord. Reach out to me any way you can from Parking Spot on Instagram, or email me if you would like to grow closer in your relationship with the Lord. I would love to help you find Him in your life. Have a great day, moms. Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and He wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.